Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for tuning in. I'm Alisa Nicole. I'm your host. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Today, we've got lots of fun stuff packed for the show. We're talking what's coming up. It's right around the corner, Thanksgiving. It's turkey time. So lots of turkey, dressing, all the good stuff I got for you. And a lot of surprises, right? So, you know, it's funny because I didn't just find out that Thanksgiving is next week, but I just literally, you know, when you kind of forget something and then you think about it, it's like, whoa, you know, Thanksgiving is next week. You know what I mean? So it's less than a week away. It's the final countdown. And I must say that, you know, maybe it's just because, I don't know. You know, for Thanksgiving, I kind of feel like sometimes when you go in the store, Thanksgiving, it kind of, you know, we put a lot more emphasis on Christmas, and which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but also, too, I would just like to see a little bit more emphasis on Thanksgiving, right? Just to kind of get me in Thanksgiving mode. You know, this is how, like, you know, I've just been kind of, you know, thinking beyond, that's what we tend to do. We think beyond Thanksgiving, right? So we skip right to Christmas, and it's just like, you know, what do I have to get for Christmas? Da 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 da. That I haven't even seen a turkey in a store yet. So I want to see some turkeys. So the question is, you know, how big is your turkey? So how big is a turkey? I don't know. I didn't even know. Some people really get into this whole turkey thing, right? You know, you can have small size turkeys, and then you got these huge turkeys. You know, so kind of, you got to kind of, you know, figure this whole thing out, right? How big is the turkey going to be? Two, because what? Why? The size of the turkey depends on how long it's going to take for that thing to what? You know, it's frozen, and then you got to kind of thaw it out, right? So hopefully you've mastered, you know, how long it's going to take for you to get that baby, you know, in the oven. So, you know, literally, just like, this is like what I like to call a pop quiz. So just pop quiz time. How long do you think it takes? How long do you think it takes to unthaw the turkey? You know, just to the point where you can kind of start, you know, putting the, you know, all of the nice stuff on it, the trimmings and all that. How long do you think it takes? I bet the majority of people would think probably like an hour, right? Or, and if you don't, that's the first thing that came to my mind, an hour. Don't laugh at me, you know, for those that have mastered the whole turkey thing. But actually, you know, apparently it can take up to three and a half hours, whatever. And I would probably suggest, if you can, maybe even, you know, I don't know, some individuals cook the night before, some cook the day of. If you're cooking the day of, you might want to make sure you got that baby done, you know, by the time you wake up, because it takes, you know, it takes some time to cook that turkey. I'm all about taste. Let's make sure, right, we're not drying the turkey out, because if you overcook it, you know, you know, turkey kind of tends to be, depending on, you know, what it is, turkey kind of tends to be a little bit dry, right? So obviously there's ways, and you can, you know, find what works for you to kind of get it kind of, you know, juicy and all. And for those that eat turkey, we have some individuals that, obviously we have our vegetarians, vegans rather, who, you know, there's other things that you'll be eating. And it's, you know what, I'm trying to remember what show I was watching. It was like a daytime talk show. And there was this gentleman on there, and he was actually doing like, was it Queen Latifah? I want to say it was a Queen Latifah show. But she had an individual on there, and he was cooking up vegan dishes, and he would, you know, he was kind of, he had the vegan dish, and then he had the dish with the meat. And then he'd go, you know, which you know, do you think, you know, tastes better? And she actually likes, you know, the vegan dishes, you know, some of the vegan dishes. So it's interesting. So I'm kind of, I have a place that I want to visit, That I want to go. It's a place that I want to go to. It's here in, I'm not sure if it's LA or if it's North Hollywood. I'm not sure. But once I go, I'm gonna definitely, I like trying different stuff. So I'm curious actually to start trying some of these vegan dishes, because apparently they match up really well with those dishes that are have the dairy foods and the meats and stuff, the meat products. So for Thanksgiving, what are you cooking? I know, so we got a turkey. What about the dressing? Dressing, yes, yum yum. And dressing is really good because guess what? You don't have to put. That's a really good dish. If you have individuals coming over that are vegan or you don't know if they eat meat or not, dressing is always good because you don't have to put meat in your dressing, right? You can find ways to kind of cook it up where it's edible, where you, or rather not edible. I hope it better be edible, but where you can kind of cook it up and where it's something that is something for everyone to eat. Mac and cheese. That's kind of my favorite. I'm kind of, the dressing and the mac and cheese, that's kind of like, my mom, she's real good about, cooking and stuff. And so it's usually, I'm like, come on, is it done yet? I need some dressing, some mac and cheese, this and that. I can't wait till 2, 3, 4, 5, what a 6, 7, whatever time, everyone's eating, coming together on Thanksgiving. I want, to try it out now. But seeing as how I made a lifestyle change and I kind of have to watch, the amount of food that I intake in terms of, because keeping my body in shape and this and that. I'm picky with what I eat and the amount I eat. So let me just get a little bit less dressing if I want a little bit more mac and cheese. You see how that goes? I don't know. That's just kind of, you heard it first, at least Nicole Live. So you can kind of do that. I encourage you. Where did you hear this? Just send them to my show. Have them listen to today's show, 11:21. And yes, so let's just, for the holidays, so if you're a mac and cheese lover, maybe we can get a little bit less dressing and then therefore give me a little bit more mac and cheese, right? If you're a dressing, okay, we can, cut that mac and cheese in half and slide some more dressing on over here. Green bean salad. I know that's a biggie. Green bean salad for a lot of individuals come Thanksgiving time. I want to try it. I want to try to, try some green bean salad. I must say, I've heard a lot about it, and I've worked with individuals who make it. But I've never, have I? I can't remember. But supposedly, and I've seen actually the recipe and whatnot, and it looks delicious. And so I want to try that. And, I don't know all the ingredients that go in there because there's so many variations, probably. Well, it's not a problem. There's so many variations to everything. But green bean salad. So I'm just helping you out with your, if you're making out your, menu right now, and it's like, what do I need? So we got the turkey, dressing, mac and cheese, green bean salad. Sweet potatoes, yams, whichever or, right? Sweet potatoes, yams. Do you want marshmallows, right? Make sure you got marshmallows on hand. I don't know, because there's some individuals that might just want marshmallows. Where's the marshmallows? How can you make sweet potatoes or yams and you don't got no marshmallows for me? I don't know. So some people like the marshmallows. Me, I can go without, but if you never know, there's some individuals that might want it. So maybe just pick some of that up, have some marshmallows for those that want those, put on top of their yams or sweet potatoes. And is that considered a dessert? Is that considered a dessert? Is yams or sweet potatoes considered a dessert? I'm still asking myself that question. I'm not too sure because we got sweet potato pie that you can make with the sweet potatoes. So sweet potatoes, yams. I don't know. Is that really considered a dessert? I don't know. You do the math. Whatever feels comfortable to you. I want us to kind of be conscientious of our weight and our. Let me put it like this: Do you whatever makes you happy and comfortable? That's what I want. So, if you, whatever size you wear, it shouldn't matter. I just want you to be conscientious of what makes you feel good, right? So, if you usually go and get seconds or thirds, but this year you want to go for just getting one, one plate, then hey, I encourage you to just be conscientious of everything you eat and what contains the most calories. Okay, So, what do we have next? Let's see. Cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce. That tends to get left out a lot, right? Cranberry, there, it's huge. You, there, Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce. Come on. And a lot of people, it's like, where's the cranberry sauce? You know, come Thanksgiving, you're just like, where is the cranberry sauce? So, don't forget the cranberry sauce. That's like the big thing, right? And you might really piss some people. You might really piss some people off if you forget the cranberry sauce, because we have a lot of people that are kind of, people can be flaky right over the cranberry sauce. It's either a yes or a no. No, I don't want any cranberry sauce, or yes, where is it, right? Some people need that to put on top of the turkey. You'd be surprised their dressing. You might piss really piss some people off. So what I have to say is this: don't, do not piss anyone off. Have the cranberry sauce stacked on deck, ready to go. Okay, what it is. Okay, so Thanksgiving breakfast. Okay, Thanksgiving. You wake up, or let me put it like this: Thanksgiving, the morning. Well, it doesn't really. Okay, when you first wake up Thanksgiving, I don't know. A lot of people like to celebrate the night before. Some people celebrate just the day of. So on Thanksgiving, should you cook breakfast? Yes or no? I don't. It's a no for me. Why? Because it's such a huge, you know, you got all this good stuff that you're eating. A lot of people eat early, but what I will say is this: because I've made a lifestyle change, that was me. But what I'll say is this: this year I might eat like, you know, something light, right? Because breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so I encourage you to eat something, right? But some people, it's a no. It's like, no. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You know, I'll let you know how that goes, because you know, it's just so, it gets so crazy around, you know, the holidays. It's just like, you know, you just never, you know what I mean? You just, you, I won't be mad at you if you forget to have breakfast, but I won't be mad at you if you cook a big breakfast, because, you know, this is a time where you spend with your family, you know, the individuals that you care about. So I won't get mad at you, but I encourage you to do what, you know, you're going to be happy with, okay? So, dessert. Now, this is like the grand finale, okay? Because we got like heavyweights, right? We got individuals that, you know, it's all about the desserts. And we got people that, whether you know it or not, you got people showing up to your house, and you're going to somebody's house, and they're sizing you up. Like, you know, I wonder, what are they making? What are they bringing? I gotta have, you know, these people gotta love my dessert. They gotta love, even with the dishes too. You'd be surprised. You know, when we start talking cakes and pies and cookies and all that, you know, it's like, you know, you better, you know, people are really like sitting back in the cut, like, you know, let's see, how many people have actually, you know, tasted, you know, my pie. How many more slices do we got left? And then you got those individuals that you'll fix your plate and you eat it, and then and then before, you know what I mean? You'll fix your plate and you're eating it, and it's like they're looking at you and they're like, you know, it kind of, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of feel like the pressure. Oh, this is good. That's just how it is. Like, yeah, this is, and it might be really good, but you just feel the pressure to kind of start giving out compliments. That's how it is. That's how it is. It's just like, you know, because you have those individuals that's going to be chilling in the cut come the holidays, and you better be taking some of their dish, you know, they put a lot of hard work into these dishes, and that's just how it is. So, you know, you got those individuals that's going to be like sizing up, okay, why is it like three slices of my pie left or cake, and then we got, you know, theirs is already finished. You know what I mean? And then you always have those, you know, so who, you know, who made that? Or, you know, people pick sides. We don't want anybody picking sides. Stop it. Cut it out. It's not nice. And I encourage, have your family and friends listen to this show ahead of time, okay? Or maybe after. I don't know. Which do you think? Just so you can be like, busted. I caught, I know what you were doing. I know it. You were sizing me up, and you thought you were going to make a better dish, and it didn't happen. That's how it is. So, it's just a lot of craziness, right? People can really get to the, it can get to the nitty-gritty, and people can really get crazy when it comes to holiday dishes and cooking and all of that other stuff. People can really start to get a little bit, out there. So, what are the pros and cons of Thanksgiving, okay? Or what, you know what I mean? That's Thanksgiving, or they, whatever. Some people, individuals might be having a holiday dinner, or whatever, family time prior to or after. So that's just like, that's just it. I'm just kind of wrapping it up for you so that you can kind of make sure you got everything going, okay? Make sure you get that turkey right though, right? And that dressing and that mac and cheese, that all that good stuff. Make sure you get it right. Okay. Let's now what happens? We eat, we got our dessert, we hit it, oh, I'm stuffed, man. And then what do? We want to knock out, right? Or we want to like, and then it's Black Friday. Ooh, notice how that, that's how it might be, like, ooh, you know what I mean? All the excitement, then, okay, it's Black Friday. And then you got to kind of find the energy again. It's Black Friday, right? You got to find the energy. You got to pick yourself up. Then you got the people that are like, oh, it's Black Friday, okay? Some people might skip out on your Thanksgiving dinner because they're chilling in their tents outside of, the electronics store looking to pick up their TVs and stuff. It's like, sorry I couldn't make the dinner or whatnot, but is my tent ready? That's how it is. I seriously, that's how it is because people are just, they get, we got some serious Black Friday shoppers. With me, I kind of play it like, yeah, I'm gonna, maybe we'll see. It depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I'm like, yes, I got to get out. I got to do this whole Black Friday thing. You know what I mean? So it depends. I must say, I'm not gonna say, never say never. So I won't say what I was going to say, okay? Because never say never. But Black Friday, before you know it, and, now you got all these crazy lines, and you're looking to get the stuff that you want, right? We got some individuals, look, I got to get this. I got to get this. And, that's just how it is. So what about Black Friday? Pros and cons, Friday versus Saturday. Now it's so many people that were kind of like doing tons of like, they had to open up another day. So now we got Saturday. And I think some individual, was it Pink Saturday? I heard it. I know, or was that the Nicki Minaj song? I don't know. No, I know something with Nicki Minaj, Pink Saturday, or was it not? So if Nicki Minaj listens, don't quote me. I don't know. When I think of Pink Saturday, I think of Nicki Minaj. Me and her have a thing that she doesn't know about yet. I like my Barbie lipstick, the pink. So whatever. So anyway, that's just how it is. But when I think of Pink Saturday, because I love pink, I tend to think of Nicki Minaj. So whatever. But Black Friday was such a huge thing that they had to open up Saturday. So we got Pink Saturday. So whatever. Whatever. So I kind of like doing the Pink Saturday thing, right? I don't know. And you know what? It's just, I don't know, because I just be sometimes in chill mode. So Pink Saturday is just kind of like one of those things, like, let's just do, Saturday because, I don't know. It gives me more time to sleep in, and just, Thanksgiving is such, it's huge thing, or and all these holiday dinners, and then we got this and that. Let me get up on Saturday and do what I got to do, and we'll just leave it at that. So I don't know. So you pick Saturday, Friday, Saturday. It's up to you. Okay. So speaking of, if you're in the LA area or Hollywood area, what is it? And when is it? Sunday? Sunday. The Hollywood Parade. Yes, the Hollywood Parade. You can actually get tickets to go to the Hollywood Parade. It's huge. It'll be televised, and I plan on being there, working it. I don't know. So that's the plan. I plan on being there. When I say I want to do something, I do it. So if you see me, I don't know, just come say hi, you know. I don't mind. You can say hi, and you know, that's just how it, whatever, you know what I mean? Don't be shy. That's what I tell people. Don't be shy. I love my loyal listeners. It's you that kind of gives me that energy to keep going, because it's not always easy, right? We live these busy schedules. They're hectic. It's a lot of stuff that we have to do a lot of times. So what I like to do sometimes is just kind of, you know, just relax, right? But I, like I said, I like to start meeting you all. You know what I mean? So if you see me, you know me. Just say hi, you know, and hey, also too, AlisaNicoleLive@gmail.com. You can email me if there's something you want me to discuss or talk about. I'm open to that, right? AlisaNicoleLive@gmail.com. Twitter, love Alisa Nicole. Also too, my Instagram. I'm doing a whole revamping thing, right? And it's not really a revamping thing because I haven't posted to Alisa Nicole Live on Instagram yet, right? So I kind of want to do something, you know. I don't know. I can't decide what I want my first post to be, so I haven't posted yet. So I will definitely let you know. You know, I still have my other Instagram, but I want you to get used to Alisa Nicole Live on Instagram because that's what it is. And you can definitely start following because I plan on posting, right? But to really get the live show updates, Twitter is where you need to be in terms of for getting my live show air updates. It's love Alisa Nicole, okay? Dress comfy, right? I don't know how cold it's going to be, you know, here on the West Coast. But, you know, make sure you dress comfy. And also, too, I got my New Year's Eve plans. Got my New Year's Eve plans. Hopefully you have, too. Listen, this is why you love me. You love me because I keep you on top of things. So when everyone else, you know, might be slacking and not, you know, this is why it's important. And it pays, it pays to listen to my show. I'll put it like this. This is why it's important to listen to my show, because you know what? I keep you on top of things. So if you haven't made your New Year's Eve plans, you have to. And if you got children and you want to go out, do you have a nanny? Do you have a babysitter yet? Do you have all of that? Because these nannies and babysitters, they have plans themselves too, and they may have already planned things, and you might have to kind of have a, you know, something else. But it's huge because why? Hair, nails, makeup. You know, waxing, all that, right? All of that and staying in shape. After I made my New Year's Eve plans, I was like, you know what? That kind of gave me that extra motivation to kind of get up and go. And I was like, you know what? I got to make sure I get into whatever it is I want to wear. I have no clue what it is that I want to wear. But whatever it is, I'm just like, you know what? I have to make sure that I'm in shape and that I look good. So New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve. It's right around the corner. And so I would surprise you and tell you where I'll be celebrating New Year's Eve, but I'm going to save that, right? I said I have, you know, I love surprising you all, right? So surprise Hollywood Parade. Let me just save the other surprise, New Year's Eve. If you want to come party with me, it's a limited amount of tickets, so I won't say where I'll be at. But hopefully by the time I say it, there's still time for you all to get tickets and stuff and party with me New Year's Eve, because I plan on just letting the hair down or maybe having it up. I'm not too sure. I'm excited, right, to just kind of have fun, relax. Will I be relaxing? Maybe after I party. So just make sure, because you got to start making those appointments, right, and what am I going to wear, this and that. That's what we're going to talk about next show. I'm going to talk a little bit more about New Year's Eve. Listen, this is all about the holidays and celebrating. And so I got so much more. We're running out of time. I'm going to be, how's the shopping going? Hopefully it's going well. So next show, we still got tons of holiday surprises and talk. And you can only find it one place, Alisa Nicole Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully you have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving. I'm going to be tweeting, and you never know. I have surprises. So check me out on Twitter, and enjoy your weekend.